of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Aniko Gall from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from, oh my gosh, too many sources to name right now, but I will let you know as we go along. Just call me the dancing DJ. I love this music, and it's hard for me to talk. I'd rather just be dancing. So if you want to dance while I'm talking to you and reading to you, please feel free. Oh, I would love that. Okay, well, today is October 9th, and hey, when was the last time you made something with pumpkin? It is pumpkin season, and I'm going to give you 5 reasons to feel great about eating pumpkin. And this is from allrecipes.com. Fresh or canned, pumpkin's really healthy stuff. In the kitchen, treat pumpkin as you would any winter squash. Try it in healthy soups, stews, chili, even pancakes. Here are 5 reasons to eat more pumpkin this fall. Number 1, vitamins. That vibrant orange color tells us something about pumpkin's health properties. Yes, it's an excellent source of beta-carotene, the powerful antioxidant. Our bodies translate beta-carotene into vitamin A, which is thought to protect us from certain cancers and other diseases. Vitamin A is also key for keeping our eyesight keen. Pumpkin has almost 20% of your RDA of vitamin C. Here are some delicious pumpkin snacks to try. Easy pumpkin dip. This creamy and delicious dip is a terrific recipe for the fall, served with sliced apples, graham crackers, or vanilla wafers. This was fabulous, says Mohawk Blonde. Tasted even better after being refrigerated overnight. We served it with graham crackers and ginger snaps also. How about some pumpkin hummus? So good, says Bond 007. You can either make it from scratch or you can simply add the pumpkin puree and spices to a pre-made container of hummus. I have played around with it in different recipes, but it makes such a good dip for either soft pita or chips. It's savory and warm tasting, and I heartily recommend everyone to try it. Be sure to use pureed pumpkin, not pumpkin pie filling. All right, second reason, energy. We know bananas are full of energy-boosting potassium, but pumpkins are also a great source. 1 cup of cooked, mashed pumpkin will give you 564 milligrams of potassium, which is actually more than you'll get from a regular-sized banana. These breakfast treats with pumpkin are delicious and sustaining. All right, pumpkin pancakes, those are one of my all-time favorites. Ginger, cinnamon, and allspice make these pumpkin pancakes the perfect fall breakfast. These are good any season, but taste best on cold winter mornings, says Ruth. You can use canned or fresh pumpkin. How about some pumpkin oatmeal? This super quick pumpkin oatmeal recipe, excuse me, is ready in 10 minutes. Just mix together oats and milk and microwave, stirring in pumpkin puree, pumpkin pie spice, and cinnamon sugar at the end. Pumpkin lovers, heaven, and healthy too, says Ravel. All right, number 3, fiber. Pumpkin is a good source of fiber, especially pumpkin seeds or pepitas. A cup of pumpkin seeds contains 12 grams of dietary fiber. Add toasted pumpkin seeds to salads for a tasty way to get your fiber. And they're so delicious, too. They add some crunch. All right, so here's a recipe for cinnamon toast pumpkin seeds. Fresh pumpkin seeds bake with cinnamon and sugar for a sweet cinnamon toast-flavored treat. These baked pumpkin seeds taste absolutely delicious, says Cara Millett. The cinnamon sugar definitely gives it a brand new twist that I find amazing and satisfies my sweet tooth. All right. How about European muesli? Yum, with pumpkin seeds. So much crunchy goodness with nuts, grains, and pumpkin seeds baked with a little honey. Enjoy as a quick snack, as cereal, or stirred together with yogurt. I first enjoyed this scrumptious nutty cereal in Germany and Austria, says Sarah La Follette, Urdahl. It's excellent mixed into fruity yogurt. All right, number four, iron. Pumpkin seeds are also a great source of iron, and a one-ounce serving will give you 4.2 milligrams of iron. The seeds are also an excellent source of zinc, magnesium, manganese, and monounsaturated fat. Pumpkin seed pasta. Roasted pumpkin seeds offer spicy crunch to this pasta recipe, simply sauced with roasted garlic Roma tomatoes and goat cheese. Quite yummy, says Linda T. I used regular tomatoes and rotini. I am sure I used less cayenne because I'm a wimp. I added some of the olive oil or juice to the dish, and it loosened it up and improved it. Salt and cracked fresh pepper finished it. Yum. And five, hearty dinners. Pumpkin adds a lot of nourishment and flavor to your dinner on cold winter nights. Add it to soups, chili, pasta, and risotto. Here are some ideas to get you started. Pumpkin soup. This easy soup features pumpkin puree, chicken stock, onion, and fresh herbs. Stir in a little cream at the end for added richness. And slow cooker pumpkin turkey chili. An easy chili that's sure to please. I've made this for a Halloween party and a chili cook-off at work with great results. It's a great base with lots of options to spice up depending on the crowd you're cooking for. I usually put everything together in the morning and let it simmer all day. Cooking time can be adjusted to fit your needs. And roast pumpkin and feta risotto. This tasty dish combines the sweetness of roast pumpkin and salty taste of feta cheese to create a sensational risotto. All right, and I'm going to read maybe one or two of these recipes for you. I know I've given you ideas for a whole bunch of different things, but here's the roast pumpkin and feta risotto. Okay, so what do we need here? Well, we're going to start off with 3 1/4 cups peeled cubed pumpkin. And remember, you can buy that already peeled and cubed at Trader Joe's or at your, you know, whatever grocery stores. 1 tablespoon olive oil, 4 cups vegetable broth, 1/2 teaspoon chopped fresh garlic, 1 onion diced, 1 cup baby spinach leaves, 6 ounces feta cheese cubed, salt and pepper, 2 cups Arborio rice. And what do we need to do? Preheat the oven, 400 degrees. Brush a baking dish with olive oil. Place pumpkin in a steamer over 1 inch of boiling water and cook. Cook until tender. I'm sorry. Put it into the steamer and cover it. Cook until tender but still firm. Transfer pumpkin to baking dish and brush with oil. Season with salt and pepper. Bake in preheated oven until golden brown. Meanwhile, heat the olive oil in a saucepan. Cook onion and garlic until tender. Stir in rice and cook for 1 to 2 minutes. Slowly add vegetable broth, 1/2 cup at a time, stirring frequently and allowing all the liquid to be absorbed before adding more broth. Continue cooking until the rice is tender to the tooth, and then season with salt and pepper to taste. When the pumpkin is almost done, place feta on a baking sheet and bake in preheated oven until the cheese is hot and is beginning to melt along the edges. Mash 1/2 the pumpkin and stir into the risotto with the spinach. Ladle risotto into bowls and top with remaining pumpkin cubes and heated feta. Servings per calorie, or calories per serving is 615, with 13.1 fat. Anyway, it sounds wonderful and a perfect thing for the fall. Well, our next article is from a magazine entitled Active Over 50, or AO50. How to Make Extra Money in Retirement. New York Times reporter John Leyland researched seniors, then wrote in his book, Happiness is a Choice You Make, that many older people are content with their lives. They're resilient, accept mortality, and make the most of their time left to enjoy and play. His focus is on choosing what makes us happy. But whether grandchildren or golf, bucket lists or good works, having enough assets to be comfortable with later life choices can depend on still earning money when we're not longer, quote, making a living. Besides pensions, Social Security, or winning the lottery, there are time-tested ways to receive steady income to feed our needs and wants, enhanced by our natural optimism as we age. So the question, though my income from bonds remains constant, the bond value will drop as interest rates rise. Is there a way to maintain an income without losing principal? So here's the answer. Annuities guarantee the invested amount, provide a lifetime income, and in some policies, additional growth. REITs, commercial real estate packages, that's what those are, REITs, offer attractive interest rates as well as the increased value of underlying properties over time. Rental income works for do-it-yourselfers or via outside property managers and should grow long-term. Individual dividend-paying stocks have, from proven companies like IBM, AT&T, or carefully selected high-yield energy income and utility closed-end mutual funds such as Dreyfus, Nuveen, or PIMCO are all worth exploring. Question, why do some stock funds pay a high dividend but lose money even in a rising market? According to Jeff Kosnet at Kiplinger, many dividend-paying funds sell assets to maintain high distributions. Other strategies, like using specialized options, can further undermine performance. Research how a fund meets its stated objective, how the fund fared long-term, fund costs, and especially check twice if the returns are too good to be true. Question. I plan to retire early to join my considerably older, already retired husband. Though we have enough saved for the years ahead, I'd like to offset some of the money I'm giving up. Answer. Get frugal, not tight. Grow careful, not miserly. Trim expenses, don't scrimp. And have some fun and profit, according to Kiplinger's retirement report, in becoming a cheapskate. Know and watch where your money goes. From separate checks when dining out with friends, comparing grocery and gas prices, giving gifts of service and time versus store-bought, making lattes at home, scouting senior perks and discounts like a national parks pass, enjoying lunch out versus pricier dinners. Also, it's sound business practice to be aware of all financial fees, added online purchase and ticket costs, automatic magazine renewals, hard to cancel, unnecessary warranties. Become an usher at local theaters. Psych out consignment thrift stores. Share ride hailing services. This column has talked about trimming the big stuff, healthcare, travel, and housing. Yet small savings add up. Look for easy ways to save without becoming a Scrooge or a bore. Question. My wife and I have different ideas about retirement. I'm happiest working and earning, although I admit that the longer hours aren't fair to her yen for more togetherness and travel. What's the best way to reconcile our differences? My husband retired for a year and neither golfer nor joiner. He went crazy just puttering at home. Luckily, he found a lower paid position with a startup that needed his design skills, a great contribution to the company, and my husband's contentment. Less stress made him more amenable to short trips and enough time off to satisfy us both. Try togetherness on for size, then tweak personal choices for long-term happiness. Compromise also pays dividends. And finally, what can I do to stop worrying that my retirement funds won't cover future needs and that these golden years won't be all that bright? Answer, read Michal Gill's short and upbeat book, How Starbucks Saved My Life. This big shot and wealthy man brought low learned how to save or change and supplement his income, a positive lesson for all seniors. Retirement can be the proverbial new lease on life, a time to erase boredom, explore service to others, learn something new. Even a part-time job can add to self-esteem, true satisfaction, and our savings. Trade an expensive but passive cruise or stock market fears for a passionate and active lifestyle, the proven and perfect recipe for living longer, healthier, happier, life-rich on all levels, a senior moment to choose your happiness. Okay, now here's something from AARP magazine. How to decide if long-term care insurance is right for you. Cynthia Cooper, a college professor, and Jody Morrison, a librarian, are models of financial responsibility. The married Baltimore couple live lean, spending $3,700 a month on take-home pay of $4,400. They have emergency funds, retirement accounts, health insurance, and disability insurance. What they don't have? Long-term care, or LTC, coverage. Should they ever need a nursing home or at-home care? LTC insurance, Cynthia says, is way above anything we can afford. Because women tend to live longer than men, their premiums are higher. Cynthia and Jody also worry about a recent court ruling allowing a Missouri retirement home to reject a lesbian couple. Being shut out like that, they fear, would force them to cobble together more expensive care. We've done so much financial planning, Cynthia says, but this keeps me up at night. The advice. Cynthia isn't the only one worrying about this topic. The 2019 Retirement Confidence Survey from the Employee Benefit Research Institute showed that while 72% of workers feel at least somewhat confident about being able to afford basic needs in retirement, just 52% feel the same about long-term care. One thing I've learned through the years is that because LTC insurance products are in constant flux, you need advice from people who work with them daily. I turned to Scott Witt, an insurance advisor in New Berlin, Wisconsin. Brandon Jones, a financial advisor at Accredited Investors in Edina, Minnesota, and Peter Florek, a MAGA long-term care planning in Bannockburn, Illinois. Of the many options that emerged, Cynthia and Jody felt that three were worth considering. The traditional approach. The couple would take out a conventional LTC policy, paying a premium of about $7,600 a year with money that would otherwise go into their retirement accounts. The policy would provide $5,000 monthly benefit that would grow by inflation at a rate of 3% annually. If either spouse needed care, there is a 90-day waiting period before any payout could begin. The policy would offer 10 years of, quote, shared benefits, meaning if one spouse needed 10 years of benefits and the other needed none, they could cut the pie that way. Pro: thanks to the policy's inflation protection, that $5,000 monthly benefit would reach $10,000 in 25 years. Cons: you'd have to keep paying expensive annual premiums until you made a claim, and premiums could rise as they have historically. All right, now here's a hybrid policy. This is a life insurance policy that would let you use the death benefits for long-term care during life and pay out the remainder to heirs at death. Cynthia and Jody would have to pay a lump sum premium of about $154,000 up front, money they'd most likely get from a combination of savings and borrowing from retirement accounts. Then they'd pay ongoing premiums of $2,500 annually. In return, each would be able to draw $120,000 in LTC coverage off their $330,000 death benefit. Pro: there is value in these benefits even if you don't use them. Cons: this couple has no heirs to receive the death benefit. Because there is no inflation protection, the $120,000 would be worth only about $66,000 in 25 years. And finally, no insurance at all. Assuming Cynthia and Jody continue their retirement contributions, they could easily withdraw around $7,000 to $8,000 a month to live on 10 years from now. And they could add to that their Social Security benefits. This is substantially more than what they're living on today, which should provide them some comfort. Pro: it's not insurance, but it may be just enough. Con: it may not resolve Cynthia's loss of sleep. So, what is the outcome? Initially, the couple leaned toward option 3, relying on savings, not insurance, for long-term care. But it became apparent from working with me and the advisors that Cynthia and Jody have already saved so well for retirement that they could cut down on future contributions and pay for a traditional LTC policy instead. In other words, the premiums that once seemed expensive now felt affordable. What sealed the deal was, as is often the case, personal experience. As we were talking through options, Jody found herself in Pennsylvania, dealing with her parents' ongoing care needs, and was relieved to learn that they had purchased 2 LTC policies that would cover the bulk of the home health care they needed. So Cynthia and Jody decided to move forward with traditional LTC insurance. While untangling my parents' expenses, I decided right then and there that this wasn't going to be us, Jody says. We weren't leaving it to chance. We weren't going without some kind of coverage to control our future care. And if you want Jean Chetsky's help in sorting out financial problem, send an email to rescue, R-E-S-C-U-E, at AARP.org. Okay, and a couple of fun little things. From the University of California, Berkeley School of Public Health. Should I use those paper toilet seat covers in public restrooms? Answer: they serve no hygienic purpose. If the seat is clean and dry, you don't need a paper cover. If the seat has drops of urine, they will seep through the paper. Just wipe off the seat. People worry about contracting a disease from a toilet seat, but this fear is unfounded. As long as the skin of your buttocks and thighs is unbroken, you have no chance of getting a disease from the seat. The many layers of skin form a fairly impermeable barrier. In addition, the skin is laced with certain immune cells that protect against microorganisms. The most important thing, of course, is to wash your hands with soap and water after using the toilet, since microorganisms can be transmitted from hand to mouth. Okay, and here's one more from the same University of California, Berkeley School of Public Health. Do feet really get larger with age? Yes. It's not your imagination that you may have gone up a shoe size or two over the years. Feet flatten over time because of a loss of elasticity in supporting tendons and ligaments, resulting in a lower arch and an elongation of the sole, along with a spreading of the toes. Weight gain and pregnancy can also increase your shoe size. By some estimates, feet grow as much as a half size every decade after age 40, which means it's important to have them measured when you buy shoes and not assume they're the same size as when you were younger. According to a 2011 study in the Journal of Foot and Ankle Surgery, about one-third of people wore shoes that were at least one size off. Okay, and here's a last recipe for cinnamon toast pumpkin seeds from All Recipes. 3 tablespoons melted butter, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1.5 cups pumpkin seeds, 2 tablespoons white sugar. All right, preheat your oven to 300 degrees. Mix butter, cinnamon, and salt together in a bowl. Place pumpkin seeds in a large bowl and pour butter mixture over seeds. Toss to evenly coat. Spread coated seeds in a single layer onto a baking sheet. Bake in the preheated oven, stirring occasionally until seeds are lightly browned, about 40 minutes. That's 40. Remove from baking sheet from oven, sprinkle sugar over seeds, and stir evenly until coated. Eat warm. And this makes a great Halloween little gift as well. Well, are you still dancing? I hope so. If you're not, get up and dance. We have run out of our time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anna Kogal, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time, if you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Make it a great week and dance!